أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nafsiyya Reflections, standing for the haqq, like Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam. There are certain individuals throughout the history of this ummah who have risen as heroes and shown how to account the rulers and carry the knowledge they have acquired in a practical way. One such figure is Imam Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam. Belonging to the native Banu Sulaym tribe in Damascus, he was born in 577 after Hijri, that is 1181 CE. He was a Shafi'i scholar and had mastered all the religious sciences of his day, especially the science of Usul, Islamic jurisprudence, fiqh, positive law, and the Arabic language, reaching the rank of mujtahid. He was given the title Sultan al-Ulama, meaning the Sultan of the religious scholars, and Shaykh al-Islam. Far from today's contemporary image of religious scholars who shy away from commenting on political matters and even discourage the ummah from partaking in the noble work to re-establish the Khilafah, the stances of Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam show us that piety, religious devotion and spirituality need not be detached from the characteristic of being outspoken, courageous and politically opinionated. It is these aspects of his personality that are of particular significance for the dawah carrier today. Consider his political stance against the ruler of Damascus, Al-Salih Ismail. In 635 after Hijri, the beginning of Al-Salih Ismail's rule, petty differences and disunity existed between him and his nephew, Najm ad-Din, who ruled Egypt. Najm ad-Din sought to re-annex Damascus with Egypt and advanced to do that. Fearing the advance, Al-Salih Ismail entered into alliances with the Crusaders, who were occupying some of the coastal towns of Syria. Al-Salih Ismail also allowed the Crusaders to purchase arms in Damascus. Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam was enraged by his move and responded by issuing a fatwa forbidding the selling of arms to Crusader enemies. He also publicly opposed the policy of the ruler and excluded his name from the Friday khutbah. Such was his understanding of holding to account the ruler of the Muslims. He did not view him as exempt from the obligation of abiding by the rulings of Islam, but rather took it upon himself to remind him and even expose him publicly if the ruler did not comply by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example of his fearless accounting is when Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam went into the courts of the Sultan of Egypt. He saw the army in full array before the court of the ruler, who, according to the custom in Egypt at that time, did not make his entrance until the officials would begin kissing the floor before the entrance of the Sultan. But such elitism and grandeur did not sway the God-fearing Sheikh, and he shouted at the top of his voice in front of the whole army and officials, saying, "O Ayyub, what is your argument before Allah when he asks you, 'Did I not give you the land of Egypt, and yet you permitted alcohol?'" The Sultan asked, "Is this the case?" Al-Izz ibn Abdus Salam replied, "Indeed, wine is sold in such and such tavern while you bask in the luxury of this kingdom." And the Sheikh mentioned other violations too. The Sultan said, "My master, I am not the one who did this. It is from the time of my father." The scholar replied sharply, "What of those who say, 'Lo, we found our fathers following this and we are guided by their footprints'?" The Sultan could not further defend his position and ordered the tavern be closed. We see how the Islamic society in the past had vices and corruption too. However, it was the ulama, scholars, that kept the Muslim ruler in check. A scholar, alim, who has attained true knowledge is the one who has internalized the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon his shoulders by virtue of the knowledge he has been blessed with. This is because knowledge, ilm, when not acted upon, is a case, meaning hujjah, against a person on the Day of Judgment. Indeed, the true appreciation of Islamic knowledge leads one to realize the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and causes one to fear Him. It is this fear that overrides all other fears of the creation, and we see numerous examples of bravery from the ulama in Islamic history who were motivated by their fear of Allah to expose the corruption of the ruler of their time. Today, while we have scholars who do the bidding of the Muslim rulers and frequent their doorstep, we have countless others who are locked up in the dungeons of the ancient rulers for speaking the truth to them and accounting them for their illegitimate rule and application of kufr laws in the Muslim lands. As Muslims, we need to realize that although scholars have a degree over the rest of the ummah in terms of accountability, the layman will be questioned for speaking the haq too. Because in Islam, we are all charged with the duty of commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum.
O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah and speak the right word. He will bless your deeds for you and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has truly achieved a great triumph. Surah Al-Ahzab, verses 70 and 71. We have an important duty in today's times. Not only do we need to account the Muslim rulers for their secular rule and complicity in the genocidal crimes committed against the Muslim Ummah, but we also have to remind the scholars of their Shari'i duty of speaking out against the corruption of the rulers and their treachery against the Ummah. The da'wah carrier who places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while striving to work for the re-establishment of the Khilafah needs to remember the high status of the one who speaks the truth to an oppressive ruler, according to the noble hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidu shuhada'i yawm al-qiyamati, Hamzatu ibn Abd al-Muttalib, wa rajulun qama ila imamin ja'ir, fanahahu wa amarahu faqatala. The master of the martyrs on the day of resurrection is Hamza bin Abd al-Muttalib, and a man who stands up to a tyrannical leader, prohibiting him from evil and enjoining good upon him, and he is killed for it. Narrated in Tabarani. This hadith is one of the clearest regarding the rank of the one who speaks the truth in the face of tyranny. We need to remember that our goal is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abiding by His commands and prohibitions and making His word high. Only then can we walk in the footsteps of the likes of Shaykh Al-Izz bin Abd al-Salam and show our allegiance for the truth as he did. Jazakallahu khairun. Till next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.